Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 41, Sri Vallabha Bhatta, Episode 5. I consider to be a prostitute. The next day, when Vallabha Bhatta came to the assembly of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vallabha Bhatta sat down after offering obeisances to Lord Chaitanya and then said something with great pride. In my commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, I have refuted the explanations of Sridhar Swami. I cannot accept his explanations, for whatever Sridhar Swami reads, he explains according to the circumstances, and therefore he is inconsistent in his explanations and cannot be accepted as an authority. Oh, my dear Vallabha Bhatta, one who does not accept the Swami or husband as an authority, well, I consider that person to be a prostitute. And after saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very grave, and all the devotees present derived great satisfaction from hearing this statement. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended as an incarnation for the benefit of the entire world. Thus, Sri Krishna Chaitanya knew the mind of Vallabha Bhatta very well, and by various hints and refutations, Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, corrected Vallabha Bhatta, exactly as Krishna had previously cut down the false pride of Indradeva. An ignorant living being does not recognize his or her actual prophet. Because of ignorance and material pride, one sometimes considers prophet a loss. But when one's pride is cut down, one can actually see the benefit. Returning home that night, Vallabha Bhatta thought, previously at Prayag, Lord Chaitanya was very kind to me. He accepted my invitation along with his other devotees, and he was kind to me. So why has Sri Krishna Chaitanya now changed so much here at Jagannath Puri? It must be because I am being very proud of my learning. I am thinking, let me become victorious. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, is trying to purify me by nullifying this false pride. For a characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is that Krishna acts for everyone's welfare. I am falsely proud, advertising myself as a learned scholar. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu insults me just to favor me by cutting down my false pride. Actually, Sri Krishna Chaitanya is acting for my benefit, although I interpret his actions as insults. Why, this is exactly like the incident in which Lord Krishna cut down Indra, the great puffed-up fool, just to correct him. And so, thinking in this way, Vallabha Bhatta approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the very next morning, and in great humility and offering many prayers, Vallabha Bhatta sought shelter and surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Recorded March 17, 2022, Gaura Purnima Day, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Parama karuna pahudvi jana nithai gaura chandra paramakoruna pahudvijana nithai gaura chandra shaba avatar sara shiromani kevala ananda kanda shaba avatar sara shiromani kevala ananda kanda nittai gora chandra nittai gora chandra jaya jaya sri chaitanya jaya nityananda jaya advaita chandra jaya gora bhakta brinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhara Srivasa Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hare Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Nitai Gora Chandra Chaitanya Nitai Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari Bhajo Bhajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudridna Vishwasa Kori Vishaya Chadiya Shera Shemajiya Mukhe Bolo Hari 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 Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Nitai Gora Chandra Nitai Gora Chandra Nitai Gora Chandra
The following is the purport to this song by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, recorded January 4, 1969, in Los Angeles. Paramakaruna Pahudvijana Nitai Gaurachandra. This is a song by Lochan Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. He is declaring Pahudvijana. Pahu means lords. Dvijana means two. Who are the two lords? Nitai Gaurachandra. One is Lord Nitai, Nityananda. Another is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he says, these two lords are very merciful. Parama Karuna Pahu Dvijana. Parama Karuna means very merciful. Nitai Gaurachandra. Shava Avatar Shara Shiromani. Avatar means incarnation, and Sabha means all. They are the essence of all incarnations. Shava Avatar Shara Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. And the specific significance of these incarnations is that to prosecute their ways of self-realization is simply joyful, Ananda Kanda, for they introduced chanting and dancing like no other incarnation. There are many incarnations, just like Lord Rama, even Krishna, he taught Bhagavad Gita, which requires knowledge and understanding. But here, Lord Chaitanya Nityananda introduced some process which is simply joyful. Simply chant and dance. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Shava Avatar Shara Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. And therefore, Lochan Das Thakur requests everyone, Bhajo Bhajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai. My dear brothers, I request you, just you worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, Sudridha Vishwasa Kori, with firm conviction and faith. Do not think that this chanting and dancing will not lead you to the desired goal, for it will, because there is assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you will get all perfection by this process. Therefore, Lochan Das Thakur says, you must have firm faith and conviction. It will act. Bhajo Bhajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudridha. Sudridha means firm. Vishwasa Kori, with faith and conviction. But what is the process? The process is Vishaya Chadiya She Rashe Majiya. If you want to be Krishna conscious under that process, then you have to give up your engagement of sense gratification. That is the only restriction. You cannot do that. Then it will be very nice. If you give up sense gratification and come to this stage, then it is sure that you will reach to the desired goal. Vishaya Chadiya She Rashe Majiya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. And you have to simply chant Hare Krishna Hari Hari. That is all, without any motive of sense gratification. Dekho Dekho Bhai Tri Bhuvane Nai. Lochandas says, my dear brothers, you just try and examine that within these three worlds, there is nobody like Lord Chaitanya or Nityananda Prabhu, because Pashupaki Jure Pashana Vidare. Their mercy and qualities are so great that even birds and beasts, they are crying. So what to speak of human beings? Actually, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through the forest of Jharikhand, the tigers, the elephants, the snake, the deer, all joined him in chanting Hare Krishna. It is so nice. Anyone can join. Animals can join, what to speak of human being. Of course, it is not possible for ordinary men to enthuse animals to chant, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did it actually. So even if we cannot enthuse animals, we can enthuse at least human beings to this path of Hare Krishna mantra chanting. Pashu Paki Jure Pashana Vidare. And it is so nice that even the most stone-hearted man will be melted. Pashana Vidare. Pashana. Even stone will melt. It is so nice. But Lochandas regrets Vishaya Majiya, being entrapped by sense gratification. Vishaya Majiya Rohili Bhuliya. He is addressing himself. My dear mind, you are entrapped in the sense gratification process, and you have no attraction for chanting Hare Krishna. Vishaya Bhuliya Rohili Majiya Shepade Nahilo Ash. You have no attraction for the lotus feet of Chaitanya Nityananda. So what can I say? It is only Apanakarama Munjaya Shamana. I can simply think of my misfortune only, that Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, he is punishing me in this way, that he is not allowing me to be attracted to this movement. Kahoye Lochana Das. This is the statement of Lochan Das Thakur.